In Montana today, hundreds of Native Americans came together to dedicate the new Indian Memorial at Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument. The site is known as the location of Custer's Last Stand. It's already home to a granite obelisk and white headstones marking the graves of General George Armstrong Custer's soldiers. They died in a battle against three Indian tribes on this day 127 years ago. Barbara Satir was the first Indian superintendent of the park. She attended today's ceremony, which began early this morning.
We had about 400 horses and riders in here. They came in from the four directions. The largest group was about 200 riders from the Crow Nation, and they were in full regalia. And we had a riderless horse that was to commemorate Lori Paiestewa of the Hopi Nation.
Who was killed in Iraq.
Yes. So they brought that horse in, and the horse was led by one of the members of the 7th U.S. Cavalry.
And the people who were on horseback, were they walking in, galloping in? And what did it look like?
We had both. We had processional rides, and we also had simulated attack.
A simulated attack to reenact the battle?
It was a charge, yes, where they ran up the hill and they went in a big circle. And so we had them come from the west and from the east, so the circles were going in opposite directions at the same time, like a victory ride.
Uh-huh. Tell us about the memorial that is being dedicated today. What does it look like?
The memorial is 31 feet in diameter. It's an earthen mound. In the inside, there are granite panels with stories, petroglyphs, and history of the 11 bands that were in the battle. We have on the south side a split in the wall, a crevice, that the artist calls a spirit gate, and that aligns with the 7th U.S. Cavalry Monument, and that's to allow the soldier spirits and the Indian warrior spirits to go back and forth to see each other.
I've read a comment from the Indian activist Russell Means, who does not like the memorial and specifically doesn't like the spirit gate that you mentioned and that notion that the soldiers from the 7th Cavalry would be sort of communicating with the Indians. What do you think about the notion that the theme of this, apparently, is peace through unity, that it may be time to sort of mend those very old wounds?
Well, I knew both of the elders who decided on that theme for us. Enos Poorbear Sr. of the Oglala Lakota and Austin Two Moons of the Northern Cheyenne. I had the privilege of knowing them well. It was their dream that we come together, not just as Indian nations, but as all people, to learn from what happened here and to try to go forward. But neither of those elders wanted us to forget what happened.
This memorial is something you've been dreaming about, hoping for a very long time. What does it signify for you now that it is actually there?
First and foremost, it's honoring the ancestors and the warriors who were here. It's that sense of accomplishment and the recognition of Indian nations. And I'm really pleased that the United States is finally recognizing the Indian people, what we call our reservations, nations within a nation. And I like having that recognition.
Well, Barbara Satir, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, we thank you.
Barbara Satir is a consultant to Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument in Montana, where the new Indian Memorial was dedicated today.